I'm Bill Littlefield. The draft is over, right? The NFL is finished with that? Yes? Okay. I guess that means we can talk about something else during this week's three stories you should know. I'm joined by USA Today's Nancy Armour and Patrick Ruby of Vice Sports. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Patrick.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Nancy, we're going to start with you. I understand that you got a lesson for us in Twitter etiquette.
Yes. One of the most highly touted, if not the most highly touted and highly sought after quarterbacks, a kid named Tate Martell, announced on Wednesday night that he was decommitting from Texas A&M, that he'd been talking with his family and wanted to explore his options once again. Now, about 10 minutes later, the wide receivers coach from Texas A&M unleashed a tirade, never mentioning Martell by name, but talking about loyalty and how he doesn't understand kids these days. And if it was his father, he would have whipped his butt, and went on and on. I mean, there were at least a half a dozen tweets. This went on for a good hour and a half, maybe even a little bit more than that. He apologized yesterday, saying that this was just because of his passion for Texas A&M and he wanted to defend Texas A&M. But it kind of shows that, you know, kids are not the only people who need a lesson in social media etiquette. And what you say out in public stays out in public. And it reflects not only on you, but the people you represent.
What I love about this is the window it provides into what college coaches actually think about the players they're recruiting. I mean, to hear a college coach essentially complain that a recruit has a sense of, you know, entitlement and it's sort of like, you know, back in my day, you know, we were tough and we were loyal. It's absurd given the sort of circumstances of college sports. I mean, we're talking about coaches that jump for better job opportunities all the time. And the one time the recruits actually have some power is when they're recruits. It's when they're actually allowed to make a choice to solicit competitive offers from the various schools.
Well, you guys have said nearly everything that I might otherwise have said, but I do love the assertion that college coaches should act like adults. I wonder if anybody's run that by Bob Knight.
Just the whole thing I thought was ridiculous on so many levels.
All right, Patrick, I know that you have been keeping tabs on the NFL's human relations department. What do you got for us?
Well, of course I'm going to do that. I mean, who wouldn't spend all their time doing that? earlier this week, it was reported that the NFL added a woman named Natalie Ravitz to its PR team. Now, she used to be the chief of staff for News Corp and Fox, so essentially she was a close aide to Rupert Murdoch. Before that, she was a press secretary to Senator Barbara Boxer, and she also worked for Michael Bloomberg when he was the mayor of New York City. Now, this might not seem like a big deal. However, it's a little unusual for a sports league to hire a communications person who doesn't really have much sports experience. But it's not unusual because it actually fits a very interesting pattern of moves by the league over the last few years, moves that amount to the NFL positioning itself as kind of a Washington political interest group. The league also employs other lobbyists and reportedly spent $1.2 million on that in 2014. It has a political action committee that raised almost $1 million during the last election cycle and doles out that money to members of Congress. The NFL is like any other big industry. It wants to protect its interests, and one of the biggest threats to that is federal interference. It just wants to be left to its own devices. How do you do that? Well, here in Washington, we know the way you do that is through relationships, and the best way to establish relationships is to buy them.
One other person that we've left out is Ari Fleischer. You know, when allegations were made against Peyton Manning, the first person he called was former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer. And I think there is a danger in bringing in people who are Washington insiders. Yes, they know how to deal with political crises. They know how to lobby and work the rooms in Washington. But does their lack of sports experience and their lack of sports understanding, it's going to be kind of fun and interesting to see how the Washington folks work with the NFL and, you know, trying to come up with a campaign that can resonate with moms across America who are worried about sending their kids out to play football.
I don't think the lack of sports experience will hurt at all because the NFL has sports wrapped up. They've got the most popular sport in the country by far already going for them. Good spin can solve a lot of things, and it's just a question of whether the ad campaign is designed to convince players who can't think or walk that they're better off that way, or to convince fans that they're better off because their heroes are really beaten up and that makes them greater heroes. I can't wait to see either ad campaign surface.
I mean, we always make fun of advertising. We make fun of spin doctors and politics, which is essentially the same thing. And we marvel at how much money is spent on both. But the truth is there's a reason so much money is spent on both, because it works.
Okay, it's my turn, and I want to talk about how numbers of athletes, particularly current and former NBA players, have spoken out when they've been moved by causes. We've got the example of the demonstration of support of Black Lives Matter, for example, guys wearing hoodies, scribbling messages on their shoes, or speaking out against police violence as it's been visited on young black men especially. And this feels to me natural and appropriate. I don't have any issue there at all, obviously. Candidates for office often seek endorsements from athletes and from coaches as well. And sometimes those athletes and coaches offer endorsements unsolicited. That stuff, or at least a lot of it, feels really silly to me. I don't know why I should care which candidate Lou Holtz supports, or John Rocker, or for that matter, who Abby Wambach supports. If a former athlete has become a thoughtful writer, a social critic, say, for example, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then sure. But a cranky old coach or an athlete who sounds as if he's never read a newspaper, let alone a book, I don't care who they support. Have I got all this wrong? Is everybody else paying close attention to the political leanings of their favorite players or former players?
I do think we have learned something this election cycle, particularly through Republican presumptive nominee Donald Trump, that this is largely a fight for attention. So if having John Rocker or Lou Holtz or somebody who presumably can grab some attention endorse you, and that gets you in their headline, maybe that's a good thing for these politicians, regardless of what the fans slash voters think about the people giving the endorsements, or if those endorsements even matter.
Nancy, what do you think?
I felt the same way as you did. I do feel the same way as you, that it doesn't bother me when players support issues, but when they come out in support of a candidate, for some reason that does rub me the wrong way. And I think it's the difference of knowledge and personal experience. You know, when athletes talk about Black Lives Matter or what the Miami Heat did with Trayvon Martin, that's personal. That comes out of their personal experience. Whereas, you know, you hear Tom Brady talk about Donald Trump, and it's clear he really doesn't know what the guy stands for. He likes him because they played golf before, which that I hope to God that's not the reason that you are basing what you're basing your vote on. I mean, good Lord, if that is the case, we're all in trouble.
In Tom Brady's defense, I don't know how many people who have voted for Trump really know what he stands for. I'm not sure Donald Trump entirely does.
That's true.
My guests for Three Stories You Should Know have been Nancy Armour of USA Today and Patrick Ruby of Vice Sports. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure.